Trump's in town. He's going to announce his re-election bid tonight at the Amway. 150,000 requests for tickets, only 20,000 seats. People are camped out there for 40 hours already.
Oh, avoid downtown at all costs, man.
Traffic is disrupted, but here we have him on the line. He took a moment before boarding the plane to get down here. President Trump, good morning.
Good morning, Stacey, Jill, Smoke Crack. Hey, can I just tell you, I am bigly pumped for the re-election kickoff in Orlando tonight, guys. Now, we're going to make the Amway Center concession sales great again.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of people down there, sir, along with a lot of overflow crowds outside the arena. That's right?
It's going to be fantastic, Jill. There's been over 150,000 ticket requests, and the Amway Center only holds 20,000. But the good news is huge video screens will carry the event for the extra people that couldn't get in. People are going to be grilling up Trump steaks on their hibachi grills in the parking lot. Huge tailgate party. Everyone will feel connected, even though they're not inside. In fact, as of this morning, I can confirm that O.J. Simpson's going to be live tweeting the rally. By the way, the juice is on the short list for press secretary. Believe me.
Really? Well, hey, are you doing any giveaways, sir?
Oh, we're going to launch T-shirts in the crowd. Lots of giveaways. It's Florida, so, you know, we're going to have some really nice stuff for all my supporters. In fact, the first 200 senior citizens at the gate will get a free custom-designed, limited-edition Trump 2020 gold-embossed colostomy bag. Yeah, it's by Calvin Klein. And if my speech goes too long, you can use the bag right there. Very convenient, yet stylish.
That sounds like it.
And for the kids, we didn't forget about them either. We're going to be giving them all Trump ice cream bars. Unless they're 20 pounds or more overweight. Then they get a half pint of Trump cottage cheese and a voucher for a tummy tuck. Now tell me Michelle Obama wouldn't love that.
Well, are you concerned about protesters trying to cause problems tonight?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if some snowflake protesters sneak into my rally and disrupt the speech with their coughing. You know, but we'll be ready for them. If you cough, you get tased, believe me.
Well, speaking of coughing, we saw where your ABC News interview with George Stephanopoulos was interrupted by your chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, who was doing just that, and it irritated you, obviously. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, can you believe this guy? Remember, in the Trump administration, coughing and sneezing are a sign of weakness, okay? An old mucus mouth Mulvaney did it again. Now, I'm in the middle of giving a tremendous answer about my taxes on television, and there he goes. Just hacking away. I thought somebody over there grabbed him and he was about to check his prostate. He was totally turned to the side, too. Yeah, my chief of staff infection. What a loser. You should have heard him hacking. He was such a hack, I thought he worked for the New York Times.
Well, sir, your press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is leaving her post at the end of the month. Are you going to miss her?
Yes, and I just want to take a moment to thank the fantastically talented Sarah Huckabee Sanders for the incredible job she did all these years. I mean, she was a real inspiration, Stacey, and a breath of fresh air around here. And when I say fresh air, I mean it always smelled like lavender and curly fries.
Well, she certainly was a loyal servant in your administration, sir, right?
You know, the reporters in that press pool had a great deal of respect towards her for two reasons. One, she always treated everyone fairly. And two, when they filed out of the briefings, they would always see CNN's Jim Acosta hanging from a coat rack with an atomic wedgie.
Well, what's going on with your poll, sir? Some are showing you trailing Joe Biden in the battleground states. Do you have any comments?
You know, these alleged polls that were taken are 100% fake. Totally fake. 100%. It's just a huge lie. Let me tell you something. There's no way that decrepit, doll-haired Democrat is ever going to beat me in anything other than a restraining order contest. That I can tell you.
And with that, we have to go, Mr. President. See you tonight at the Amway here in Orlando.
Can't wait, Stacey. I love coming to Florida. My favorite people. 80% old people and 20% college girls who work at Hooters. So perfect. By the way, Jill, I have a seat in the owner's suite for you. When you arrive, just tell security that you're ready to go furniture shopping. If that doesn't work out, I'll be at Wally's. Rick Stacey.